And he looked good. He was limited practice, but he has good day's work.
I know he's performed well with unlimited practice, but I guess just how important is it for him to get out there and do some running on a Thursday for a change?
It's important. The practice is very important. Practice leads to performance, so it's important for all of our players to practice when they can. We had a normal Thursday practice, just basically the way we went practicing the last 5 weeks or so. So, we go outside for a limited part, based on the size of the field. So,
is there anything you can do besides, is there anything special you can do to get ready for the cold as far as ball security goes? It's just a matter of
handle the football. Everybody has drills. We drill our players every day. We did ball drills inside and outside today. So, it's part of our fundamental training.
Does the weather ever factor into how you call a game and what you want to do schematically?
Absolutely. The weather elements are part of it, and that's something that you continue to talk about throughout the week. But really, the game day is the final. Gives you the final path of how you're going to call it.
How important is time of possession against the 49ers?
Time of possession is an important statistic. They're very good at controlling the football. The way they run it and play action pass, ability to move the quarterback, make plays. Time of possession is always a focus each and every week. We've been doing pretty good in that area. It'll definitely be a focus as we go into this game.
Mike, obviously nothing's like losing a Pro Bowl caliber quarterback in Aaron, but when you take a guy like Clay, who's your best pass rusher off the team, is there any comparable there just in terms of how that impacts an opponent from a game plan and a matchup perspective?
Well, I can't really speak on behalf of the opponent, but Clay Matthews is our best player on defense. He's our primary playmaker, but it's part of the game. We've been playing out without him a couple weeks now, and he had to early in the season.
How does Randall Cobb look this week compared to last week going into the playoffs?
He looks good. I think any time a player has a chance to come back from a significant injury, as Randall was able to accomplish last week, getting out there playing, obviously having success. Back on the big stage, he's obviously flying around with a lot more confidence.
In week one, was there any surprise to you and your staff to how well Colin Kaepernick threw the ball as opposed to how well he ran it in the playoff match?
Well, we knew he could throw it. We knew that from playing him the year before. As far as the production, not only him throwing it and the yards after the catch and big plays were a huge factor in that game. He did a heck of a job.
How do you feel about the overall growth of the defense from week one to where you guys stand right now?
Well, it's we're different. I'm not really in a given season assessments right now. We're in the playoffs. We got a distinct challenge right in front of us as a defense, and that's what we're focused on. I told the team a few weeks ago, the statistics are, really they're part of the past, and how we apply it to the present is our focus.
When you've played a team so many times recently, is there a point total that you go into the game thinking if we can hit this, you think you could win the game?
Well, really as you go through the week, that's part of, how you plan to play the game, but, there's things that happen on game day. If you're able to get up every Sunday morning and put the team on the path that you expected to go through preparation, you win every game. So there's going to be challenges. There's things going to happen in this game. Cold weather, bad weather, things happen. So playoffs, production goes up for both teams, and you have to hit a number to be successful in the playoffs. It's well documented. So that's really what we're focused on.
December, we're all come from behind wins. How do you avoid getting yourself in that position?
Well, you try to start fast, once again, I think the fact that we came from behind just shows you the ability, the character, the mindset of the football team. So, we don't come out and plan on just giving them a lead and and coming back. So, you know, every game's different. Every game's a challenge. And this will be a big challenge Sunday.
I guess along those lines, you were asked earlier in the season about your inability to close out games. I guess how have you gotten from that point to where you are now, where you have been able to come back these 2 weeks?
I'm not going to give you an explanation of that. I mean, it's like anything in coaching. You know, our job is to emphasize, teach, continue to emphasize, and make sure the players have the answers and adjustment in a proactive manner. So that's the way we go about it, and our players respond.
Is it just one of those deals where you got the one comeback and then maybe gets the momentum, or we want to call it, to get the next one?
Sounds like a good story.
Two more?
Not having the 10-week gap or span of Randall Cobb footage, does that give you an advantage now against the Niners defense? Maybe if you use it comparatively?
Yeah, I don't see any big surprises, you know. Our offense playing against their defense, you know, they're pretty much playing with a lot of the same players, pretty much all the same players they played with all year. They got video on us last year. I just think the access to video in today's football is extraordinary compared to 10, 12 years ago. So, you don't really surprise people too much. You know, I know we could speak to, you know, how we didn't handle their read option in the playoff game, but, you know, that's rare.